Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Dallas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, how many of us are morning people? I enjoy rising and smiling early in the morning. However, now, because of daylight saving time, it is totally dark. Again, we must endure the change your clocks daylight saving time on November 5th, 2017. If you rise at 5:30 a.m., it is actually 4:30 a.m. suntime. Every spring and fall, I say let's all vote to remain on suntime 12 months a year. Many states now want daylight saving time to end. Michigan has a politician who wants to end the daylight saving time ordeal with a bill in the state legislature preferring daylight saving time for 12 months. Well, that's a start, but my preference would be suntime 12 months a year. Daylight saving time has been used in the United States and many European countries, including Australia and Newfoundland, since World War I, in an effort to conserve fuel needed to produce electric power. The plan was not formally adopted in the United States until 1918 to preserve daylight and provide standard time, beginning March 31, 1918, for 7 months. This was observed for 2 years, 1918 and 1919. After the war ended, it was very unpopular. People rose earlier and went to bed earlier, and the law was repealed in 1919. During World War II, President Franklin Roosevelt instituted year-round daylight saving time, called wartime, from February 9, 1942 to September 30, 1945. From 1945 to 1966, there was no federal law regarding daylight saving time. So, many states, localities, could choose whether or not to observe daylight saving time, causing much confusion, particularly railways, airlines, and buses. Several time acts were proposed and followed throughout the years. However, the Energy Policy Act, which began in 2007, resulted in daylight saving time from 2 a.m. on the second Sunday in March and ending at 2 a.m. the first Sunday in November, supposedly to conserve energy. Because of these time changes by disrupting the human body, it can take an individual up to 3 weeks to adjust to a new time. This time change actually increases heart attacks the day after due to the decrease in sleep. Even though the federal government alleges that it is used to save energy, I assert that daylight saving time is a big waste of time. And don't forget, clocks fall back in the fall and spring forward in the spring, 1 hour. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.